We've been looking at the key scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19, which says, "And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk with other gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish." And based on this scripture, we've learned that we must not walk after other gods, we must not serve other gods, and we must not worship other gods, including the flesh. We shouldn't make the flesh our God. So we looked at, you know, worship the flesh, and in our previous session focused on do not glorify the flesh. Remember the scripture we read in John 4:23, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." And also in Galatians 5:16, where we read this, "I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." And so we looked at how the flesh opposes the will of the spirit, and why it is necessary to subdue the flesh and let God have his way by our spirits. Now we looked at the point that all the glory in our service must go to God and not to our flesh. We read scripture, 1 Corinthians 1:26, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." So we learned that God has did not call us according to the flesh. He did not call us according to the flesh, not according to how we look or what we have or how presentable we are. We contrasted David and Saul, and we thank God that he has not called us according to the flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so based on that, we look at 1 Samuel 16:7. Where Samuel is choosing a king or anointing God's chosen king, God told him not to look at the outward appearance, but to look at the heart. And in 1 Timothy 2:9, in like manner, it said, "Women adorn themselves in more modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array." Today we are concluding, do not glorify the flesh. By this last point, our possessions are for worshiping the Lord, not for vain adornment. Our possessions, they are for worshiping the Lord, not for vain adornment. One of the sad things or unfortunate situations we can ever come across is to see someone who started with God when they had nothing, and at a point where they now had so much, they neglected God and started dwelling on things. Money must not corrupt your service, must not corrupt your worship, must not change your focus. Material things must not change your focus from glorifying the Lord to glorifying the flesh. In many ways, several other ways, has this scripture or this topic been communicated to us in recent times? Don't start with God, and when things get better, you move to the flesh. No. We start with God by spiritual exercises. Prayer, we are there. Fasting, we are there. Revival, we are there. End of year glow music retreat, we are there. Now, the blessings start coming. You know, at the time that we could only afford one shoe, one shirt, one trouser, we go for every service, we go kneel down praying. But when there is now so much that we can afford gold, we can afford linen, we can afford different colors of shoes, because you know, when you are starting, first, black is the standard. Everybody's shoe is black. Black, 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 black. There is no confusion as to what to wear. You don't have to spend 30 minutes deciding in your closet what color you are going to match with what color. It is never a problem. So we are always on time at church. It's just black all the way. If it's not black, it's white. Very, very, very easy. But now when God has blessed you, anointed minister, everywhere you go, people give you that respect. People are now blessing you with things. You now have different colors of shoes. Blue, green, red, yellow, different colors of bags. Let your heart not move from God to the flesh. Where a person's treasure is, there his heart also is. We must be careful. When now, like the fool, Jesus described the fool. When God had blessed him and he had so much, he said that, oh, my soul, he spoke to his soul, relax, take it easy. We are now going to expand our company. He was now going to expand his barns, his storehouses, so that he can have more. Instead of asking, what can I do for the Lord? Look at David's heart. He said, how can I live in a house? And then my God is in the tent. So when the Lord blesses you, you have to sow to the Spirit. You have to keep your mind on the Spirit. You have to glorify the Lord, not glorify the flesh. Not constantly looking, oh, right now I have to move from one bedroom to seven bedroom. Now I have to move into a seven-story house. Now I have to constantly looking at the flesh. It's good to have a big house. It's good to have a comfortable car. You know, there are certain cars when you're on the road, you know that you are in a car. Others, the experience results in constant prayer. You are just praying that you get to your destination safely. I listened to a man of God one time who said that he didn't know. You know, he kept saying that, oh, new car is bad. We have to put the money into other things. And until the day they had an accident on the way to a crusade. And that was when he realized that, oh, certain cars have ABS. And he realized that that accident could have been avoided. It could have been avoided if he was using a better car. I pray that may the Lord resource you enough with better cars in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
But it's not an excuse for you to sow to the flesh. Pastor, I want to park seven cars so that people will see the glory of the Lord. I beg you. So as we come to a close, we read Exodus chapter 35, verse 5. It says, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass. Let him bring an offering to the Lord willingly. Verse 6, and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair, 7, and rams, skins dyed red and badger skins and shittim wood, 8, and oil for the light and spices for anointing oil and for the sweet incense, and onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that the Lord hath commanded. The tabernacle, his tent and his covering, his touches and his boards, his bars, his pillars and his sockets. So you look at these people, God was giving them the opportunity to give towards the temple, to the building of the temple, to give towards his project. Whenever your heart is set on things, your heart is set on your flesh. Whenever you don't want to give because you are thinking about how you can buy more bags for yourself, please, you've fallen out of line. You have fallen out of line. We are studying on this scripture for us to know that we have to give the glory to God and not to our flesh. Please say after me, God first.
God first.
God first. God first. God first. God first. Those who start with God and keep their hearts on God. Scripture makes us understand that he will never put you to shame. He's the one who has the capacity to pick a man from the mire clay and set him amongst princes. For anyone who is humble, dependent upon the Lord, he will exalt you. With humility comes exaltation. So don't set your heart on things and your flesh. You have money now, you don't go to church. You think about parties. You are in a hurry. Pastor, you are taking too long. Let us close because you are looking at lunchtime with friends. And so today, as we come to a close with this, I hope that you have learned something and the Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart and that you receive what God is telling you today. Think about his temple. Think about what you can do for the Lord and not glorifying the flesh or making your flesh first, but making the Lord first. For anyone who wants to build a temple for the Lord will give unto you houses in the name of Jesus. For anyone who wants to bring souls, buy a bus to convey souls to church, the Lord will give you buses in the name of Jesus. Any effort you make to glorify the Lord, he gives you more. And so today, set your mind and your heart aright with God and focus on the glory of God first, and the Lord will show his power and might and beauty in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank the Lord for this time. As we are going into worship, I want you to pray right now that, Lord, my heart is for you. I set my heart on you. Help me act in that order that everything I do will bring glory to your name and not to the flesh in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, bring glory to your name and not to the flesh. Help me put you first in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me put you first. Help me put you first. Help me put you first. Help me glorify you first. You gave the Israelites these gold and all these ornaments, and you asked them to worship, to use it for the temple, Lord. Everything that you blessed me with, I surrender it to you. The Lord, let your name be glorified. If every wealth you give me, you said in your word in Deuteronomy 18, says the Lord who gives us the power to make wealth. All the wealth you give me, Lord, let your name be glorified in it in the name of Jesus. That you give me a heart that will sacrifice for the gospel, a heart that will put you first in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name. Thank the Lord for this opportunity to sing songs of worship to him in the name of Jesus. Today is also another opportunity to worship the name of the Lord.
We thank you for the opportunity to worship.
Lord, we are grateful for this opportunity to sing songs of worship to your name. Lord, we thank you that we can come before you singing songs of worship to you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We worship your name in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray thanksgiving. Also, right now, ask the Lord to forgive you of any known or unknown sins. Ask him to cleanse you with the blood of Jesus Christ. Ask him to cleanse you with the precious blood. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Right now, say these words after me. I forgive anyone who has offended me in any way right now. I forgive anyone who has offended me in any way right now.
I forgive anyone who has offended me in any way right now.
I release them from my heart.
I release them from my heart.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Finally, we are praying this way. Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Please accept my worship.
Please accept my worship.
As I sing unto you.
As I sing unto you.
Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Please accept my worship.
Please accept my worship.
As I sing unto you.
As I sing unto you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 106 verse 1. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Amen.
Amen.
Today is the first Sunday in June. We thank the Lord for how far he has brought us. Being able to see today is just by his grace and mercy. So we just want to thank the Lord.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. forgiveness and I'm right. Oh, worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. We crown you now with many crowns. You are
no. exalt the name of the Lord. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. Isaiah 12 verse 6 says, cry aloud and shout for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. We are more than two, we are more than three. For as many as are meeting right now, for as many of us that are in this worship session, the Lord is here. Cry out loud and shout for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Exalt the one in your midst right now. Exalt the one in your midst right now. Exalt the one in your midst right now. He alone is worthy. He is the great God. He is the one who none compares to. The I am that I am. The one who says and does it. The one who promises and makes it good. Exalt the name of the Lord. Makatalia boshatai. Mekeverele boshabaliana mayanda dada boshabaliani. Rabakabada da boshatai. Lord, we are grateful this evening we have the opportunity to worship you. Lord, accept our worship, receive our worship for thousands of grateful hearts. And come from hearts that recognize your greatness, my God. We give you all the glory.
Abiani ho Anewo Bese Oso Nawe Kesi. As you worship, let this great God show his greatness in every area of your life. That anything is trying to belittle, anything in your life that is beginning to question the God you serve, may this great God begin to show himself great in that situation, in the name of Jesus. We're worshiping the great God who shakes himself, my God. He only needs a finger to turn any situation around. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Psalm 100 verse 5, for the Lord is good. The Lord is good.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
Amen.
His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good.
Well, would I be if you had not been by my side? How could I rise to meet the morning of the day? Your tender mercy always calling from behind. Times I could not see you, even though you were close by. That's why, Lord, you are good, and your mercy forever endures. Oh Lord, you are good. I've seen it. You are good, and your mercy forever endures. Where would I be? Where would I be if you had not been by my side? How could I rise to meet the morning of the day? Your tender mercy always calling from behind. Times I could not see you, even though you were close by. But you are good, Lord, you are good. You are good, and your mercy forever knows. All we want to say now is, Lord, you are good. So good.
You are good, and your mercy forever.
Help me to see your loving kindness. Help me to see you as you are, as you really, really are. Oh, Jesus.
praise the name of the Lord.
Our
God is good. Our God is good. And His mercies endure forever. The mercies that are new every morning. Every morning. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good. You are good. You are awesome. You are great. You are gracious God, compassionate God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise, Lord
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear, dear.
5 verse 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the glory belongs to God.
Amen.
And he's the one forever it will go to. In Jesus' name shall we glorify his name right now.
Lord,
he is the wonderful God. Father, we glorify your name.
The praise.
We give you all the praise. Honor and adoration is yours. We lift you high. We bless your name. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name.
I keep ruler of everything. We bow and worship you. Great, strong, and mighty, be glorified. My King, ruler of everything, we bow and worship.
Made manifest that he might destroy all the works of the enemy. No matter what you're going through, Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. No matter what covenants or no matter what burdens you are locked up in, the Son of the living God is here to set you free. And all you have to do is just say these short words after me. And after praying this prayer, you are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of eternal life, being the kingdom of our dear, our Lord and personal Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the dear and only Son of our Father in heaven. So in Jesus' name, just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice that you made for me. I could never save myself. Today, I surrender my life to you. Please come into my heart. Be the master and the Lord over my life from now onwards and forever in my life. You are my king, and I will serve you with my whole heart and with my whole life. In Jesus' mighty name, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. If you just said this prayer, please contact us by email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 026-000-9090. God bless you.